My name is Chris Johnson, and do you know what I did today, this morning, when my fucking ass got out of bed? First of all, it wasn't this morning. I should fucking just be clear with you on that. It was not the morning. I got out of bed at like 2 in the afternoon. Why? Because I went to bed at 5 a.m. Why? Because I'm a fucking adult, and I'm gonna do what the fuck I want. I'm tired of fucking society's rules. It's horse shit. You can go to bed whenever the fuck you want. You can get up whenever the fuck you want, unless you're gonna miss like a work shift or something. Then you gotta get up for that. But like, on my fucking day off, I'm gonna fucking get up when the fuck I wanna get up. Who cares? And then, after I got my ass up at 2 in the afternoon, you know what I did? I had some cake. I had a couple bites of cake. You might be wondering, like, why do you have cake? Was it somebody's birthday? Did you make the cake? No, I went to the fucking store last night. I went shopping, and I'm walking through, like, the fucking bakery section of the grocery store, and I saw a piece of cake, and I thought, I want a fucking piece of cake, and I'm a goddamn adult, and I will buy the piece of cake if I want a piece of fucking cake. This is what we can do as adults. When we grow up, we're still, like, in the mindset of, like, kids sometimes. Like, I can't eat ice cream whenever the fuck I want. I can't just go to the store and buy a fucking cake. You can do those things. If you want some fucking cake, you can either bake a goddamn cake or go to the store and buy a cake and then wake up at 2 in the afternoon on your day off and eat the fucking cake. You can do that. There's no fucking law against doing that. Who the fuck says you can't do that? Because that feeling gnaws at your fucking brain when you're about to buy the cake. Because I can tell you, the last couple times I went to the store, I saw a piece of cake, and I picked up the cake, and I had the cake in my hand, and I was looking at the cake. And I thought, like, I really want to eat this fucking cake. But I was like, ah, I can't fucking do that. I'm going to just put this cake back. There's no real reason I couldn't buy the cake. When you pick up the cake, you're like, I can't eat the cake. Like, what? Who? I'm a fucking grown man. I can't be just buying cake. You can buy cake. Don't listen to that fucking voice inside your head. That's bullshit. That's like your fucking parents and your fucking teachers and fucking society just throwing that shit on your shoulders when you're a kid to like guilt you into not eating cake all the time. And look, I get it as a fucking kid, because if you were a fucking kid and you had the opportunity to eat cake and candy and shit all the time, you're gonna fucking do that. Halloween, Easter, the big candy holidays, all you want to do is eat the fucking candy. And when I went trick-or-treating as a kid, I would tear up that fucking candy as soon as I fucking got home. You're eating multiple pieces of that shit a day. Like, I can't fathom that now. It's crazy. I just want you to know that if you want to eat fucking cake for breakfast, you can eat fucking cake for breakfast. One of the things I don't appreciate about the cake is they put like the calories and like the fat count on there. And I run all the time, so I'm conscious of like the shape I'm in. It's important to me to be in good shape. I like working out and all that stuff. But like, I don't need to see like 650 calories, 40 grams of fat in this piece of fucking cake. What the fuck are you making this with? Holy fuck. That's why I just bought a piece of cake instead of the whole cake. Sometimes I look at the whole cakes and think like, I want to buy the whole goddamn cake. I can justify buying a piece of cake and eating a piece of cake. I can't justify buying like a whole fucking birthday cake. Although that's probably the next step in the downward spiral that is my fucking life. It just starts with waking up at 3 in the afternoon and not fucking doing anything, not getting anything accomplished, eating cake for breakfast, just one piece, and pretty soon I'll be buying full fucking cakes. You know how fucking excited I was when I ate that cake this morning? I didn't even eat all of it. I got some cake for later. I've been eating it like spoonfuls at a time. I'm milking this shit. How often do you fucking get cake? Birthdays? That's it, right? Just birthdays. Do you ever get cake aside from fucking birthdays? Maybe like the stray holiday here or there. I'm tired of having cake just on birthdays. I have ice cream in my freezer right now. Like, you use cake and ice cream at fucking birthdays. Like, I can eat ice cream whenever the fuck I want. And sometimes I do. I had some ice cream the other day. I eat that shit right out of the carton. Just as Christ intended. Sometimes it feels like I'm still living, like, at home. Like, as a kid. Or, like, with my ex or whatever the fuck. And, like, I'll go to take a drink or go to eat something. And I'll just, like, stick, you know, my fucking spoon right in the middle of the ice cream. Take a bite. Be like, oh, fuck, should I do this? Should I be doing this? Because you can't be doing that shit when you're a fucking kid. I mean, you can. But like, it's frowned upon. Like, if I walked into the kitchen and saw my dad just pounding ice cream out of the fucking carton, I'd be like, motherfucker, get that. I don't want your fucking germs in there. Get your fucking germs out of there. I gotta be fucking careful. But now, I mean, I've been living alone so long, I just do whatever the fuck. That's why I gotta be careful when I make Oreo balls. Oreo balls is like the one bullet I got in my chamber. I make Oreo balls all the fucking time. I gotta be careful not to fuck around with those. Like, I can't be licking my fingers and making these goddamn balls. I gotta make that shit as sanitary as possible. So I guess the moral of the story is, do whatever the fuck you want to do. Eat cake in the morning, goddammit. Would you fucking do it? Listen, shit is fucking miserable in this world. There's a lot of miserable bullshit. There's a lot of fucking sadness, a lot of fucking annoyance. Life is fucking hard, regardless of what the fuck you got going on. Tough shit happens daily. Maybe you got a lot of kids, you know, maybe your job sucks, maybe you're going through a fucking breakup. Whatever the fuck you got going on, I'm here to tell you, it is okay to think, you know what, motherfucker? I'm just gonna have some fucking cake. This cake is gonna make my ass feel better. So just have some fucking cake. Just have it. You might need to work out a little more. Like, I'm going running later. I'm gonna fucking do about 10 miles today. And you might be thinking to yourself, motherfucker, I can't do 10 miles. Well, then fucking get yourself in the shape to do 10 miles. Then you can eat cake all you fucking want. Or maybe you don't give a shit. Maybe you're like, you know what? I'm a little overweight. I don't give a fuck. More power to you. Look however the fuck you want to look. But I'm telling you, if you're going to be like me and eat the cake and then fucking go run 10 miles, or if you're just going to sit at home, say, fuck it, I'm eating an entire cake and I'm not going to work out, you do you. Do what makes your fucking ass happy. These are the Chris Johnson words of wisdom for today. Because I'm a grown ass fucking man, okay? Man, I've been single for, I don't know, 8 years? Can't imagine why with this philosophy. I will be back Sundays and Wednesdays. Those are new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and whatever fucking podcasting sites you want. I don't give two shits. Podbean is the host of the cast. All 700 plus now since this is fucking 701, goddammit. I'm on Twitter as a Johnson Hates You. I am on Instagram. That is at maybe the number 5 minutes. And I am in my Facebook timeline if you want to catch this fucking podcast there.